90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize. I am your host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live music by Nail Polish on KEXP.
Come on, 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 come on
You're listening to live music by Nail Polish here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Chromophobia, which is an unreleased song, and two from their last album, which came out in October on Help Yourself. It's called Authentic Living. You heard Visual Presence and Selected Comments. Thank you guys for coming here today.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, just I'm excited because Authentic Living was one of my favorite albums of last year. And it's nice to be able to see it live here with all these lights.
It's amazing.
My first time with the lights. Yeah. How are they making you feel? Do you feel
weird?
Have you seen 2001? It's kind of like that.
Yeah. I think it accents what you guys are doing here today. So I got some exciting news that you all are working on a new album already.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. And I noticed, I read that you're going to go back to Ian Criss, which is cool because he worked on the last two albums.
Right.
What keeps you going back for more, Ian?
He's the best.
Yeah.
He gets it. And he's just a good friend.
Yeah.
It's a really relaxed recording atmosphere.
Yeah.
He's really chill, and it's nice to record with somebody who you know fully understands the drive behind the music that you're making.
Yeah, Ian has worked on some of my favorite albums. Also did Clayface last year, too, which was a really big album for me, and Casual Hex.
Casual Hex.
And himself, all of the stuff that he does himself as well. So between Authentic Living and Abrupt, which was your debut album, what were some of the different things that you all did between those two albums? Because one of the things I noticed is that Chop House Row got re-recorded.
Yeah, we recorded two songs. We recorded Chop House Row and Commuter from Abrupt, and we recorded them for Authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get like a cleaner recording of them, but they were also the only two songs that I think carried over to the new batch really well. I feel like with Abrupt, we were just kind of throwing stuff around, and whatever stuck, we ended up calling a song. And then in Authentic Living, we were actually writing songs. You know?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Would you say, is that wrong?
I think we grew a lot as a band. This is the first band that I've ever played drums in. I think a lot changed over time between the first album and the second album. Chop House Row and Commuter, the two songs that were re-recorded for Authentic Living, you'll notice are a lot faster.
Yeah.
And it's funny that Aiden said we wanted a cleaner recording because I think ultimately the recording for Authentic Living is dirtier, if you will. It's more distorted, a little more blown out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better.
I think we just had a better idea of what our band sounded like and what we wanted to sound like, how we wanted to present ourselves with the second album.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like with that, we got to mess around with the dynamics a little bit more and kind of seeing how, like, two of us would play off each other and how somebody else would kind of fit into that, and we could experiment a little bit more with, like, what sort of results that brings about. So,
does Ian help with that?
Ian's super, like, hands-off and very, like, open to, like, what you're presenting to him, so mm-hmm. he's very good at kind of, like, recognizing the, like,
He knows what we're going for. If we're like, we want the drums to sound like this, he knows exactly what song, what band, what sound we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he like Jems was saying, like, he's been with us since the beginning, so he kind of understands the primordial ooze from which we are rising out.
So that's a good way of putting it. I might have to take that one for something in my personal life. So will you guys stay with Help Yourself, which is one of the best labels in, well, are they even Seattle anymore?
They're Seattle and New York.
Right.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as they'll still have us.
Yeah. The label has been very good to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The label.
Yeah, it's a really good label. Puts out some of the best, most exciting things in Seattle, I think.
Very true.
Yeah. So another thing I wanted to talk about was, I know you guys practice at Crybaby Studios, and I had Lee on from Crybaby Studios just to talk about Capitol Hill and the development and what she thought of the neighborhood and just, you know, her opinion on things. And I wanted to talk to you guys about that too. Just kind of about, like, I don't know, what are the things that go on? What thoughts come up in your head when you guys are walking around Capitol Hill? Because your album lyrically has a theme of the neighborhood, and I know that you guys care about the neighborhood as much as I do, because I live there and I look around and sometimes I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know that was there. It's like night and day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's really important to me is preserving the culture, which is like music and art. Mm-hmm. And I think that is happening. I think there's people out there that are doing that, but I wanted your opinion on Capitol Hill and the development of the neighborhood.
That's a big one. Authentic Living does talk about that a lot. I lived on the Hill for 5.5 years. Jem still lives on the Hill. Sloan was living on the Hill for a while. I know you live close by. And I think it does kind of like walking around, you're like, I mean, even just recently, like a couple weeks ago, I was lost like 2 blocks away from where I lived for almost 5 years because I didn't recognize anything that was around me, which is like kind of contrived talking about so-and-so has changed, but there is like a, the artistic community used to be so welcoming and out in the open, and like you couldn't throw a rock without hitting somebody who was publishing a zine or working on like a project. Whereas now I think on the Hill you really have to look for it, and you have to look for it really hard. And people are a little bit more cagey because they're, you know, they want to protect what little they have on there. But maybe that doesn't mean anything, I don't know.
It speaks to, I mean, yeah, just more fractured, and it's still very much like alive and kicking, but the where you find it is, you know, changing monthly, I guess.
Like, yeah.
But it's also like, I don't know, that's also like a really excellent opportunity to like be exploring new spaces and like in improving the reach for like folks that are in Capitol Hill. And if there are less, you know, like communal spaces, like being able to expand that out further south or expand that out to wherever folks are able to find like new environments to, you know, reconnect to the community. So
yeah.
I think the one thing that I want to say that feels the most important for me is for all of the people that are coming into this neighborhood, whether it be people that are moving into the new condos, if they're tech workers or not, it doesn't matter. People that come to the Hill on the weekend as kind of a party getaway, as a bar hopping experience. I think it's just important that they know that there is already a thriving community that lives and works there and spends every day of the week there, and that they really respect those communities, and especially just the queer community that exists on the Hill. Don't go to the bars that are not meant for your community and treat them like a zoo. Don't, you know, come to this area and be violent towards the people that live there. It's just, I don't understand how people move into these areas and think that they have carte blanche to just do whatever they will without respecting.
Definitely.
What's already there.
Yeah, don't go to these spaces with the expectation of it not being already there.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know, Fridays and Saturdays, it is a complete different place, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's almost scary.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are. They're not there yeah. during the week. And sometimes it doesn't feel like a safe place.
Yeah.
So I completely understand what you're saying. And I do think that respect is going to take a lot of effort in order to let people know that, because yeah. there is a huge mix of different people that are going to party on the Hill. Mm-hmm. We have all these different places, but yeah, and there is a definite, like, we need to respect that there already is life and culture mm-hmm. on the Hill, and we need to make sure that they are safe.
Which, and that is to say that it's not that the influx of new people aren't necessarily welcome. It's just make sure that when you come into this area that you're also spending your money at the small local business who's been there forever and not just the brand new, really expensive restaurant that opened on the corner.
Yeah. Or
the bar that's only open on Fridays and Saturdays because they make so much money on those nights that they don't have to be open any other day of the week.
Yeah.
So it's great, but just keep in mind that there's a whole world out there beyond those places.
Right. There are a lot of special places on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that, more nail polish live on KEXP.
Oh,
You're listening to Nail Polish live on KEXP. You guys make these lights go crazy. I'm like, I feel like a two-year-old because I'm like, oh. You guys sound really good. It's so cool. February 16th, you're playing at the Vera Project.
Yes.
Cool show. Priest and Steph Tura.
Yeah, really excited for that one.
Yeah, and March 18th at the Timber Room with Casual Hex and Lithics.
That's going to be a ripper.
That's going to be so good. so good. And then you guys have a West Coast tour coming up. Short West Coast tour.
Yeah, our first show is on the 9th in Portland.
Cool.
So the 18th is our tour homecoming show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We're just going down to the Bay. We're going to play a few shows there.
What are you looking forward to most?
Marble Eye and Nopes on March 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, March 10th? Just as a date?
Well, yeah.
We're playing in Oakland with Marble Eye and Nopes. And they're both really great bands. I'm also really looking forward to Naked Lights, which we're also playing with in Oakland a few days after that.
The Sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There isn't any here. Are you all originally from Seattle?
I'm from LA.
I'm from Maryland.
I actually grew up in Southern California and Arizona, but I've lived most of my life in Washington, so I feel I'm like at like 50% at this point. So I feel like I've been here the longest.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much home.
Yeah, cool. Well, have an awesome tour. Thank you so much for playing wonderful music here on Audio Oasis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks. You've been listening to live music by Nail Polish here on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.